Welcome. I'm Cliff Hedges. This is Pastor Cliff's Notes. It's a podcast where we're studying the Bible. We're working our way through the book of 1 Corinthians. Today is episode 408. We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. Let's read our passage. I say to the unburied and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain as I am. But if they do not have self-control, they should marry, since it is better to marry than to burn with desire. This is Paul's first letter to the Corinthian church, written from Ephesus about 5 years after the founding of the church in Corinth. Paul's received word that there's trouble in Corinth in the church, that there's factions, there's fighting, there's misunderstanding, there's a lot of problems. And so this is a letter of correction. And he's gotten to the point now he's addressing questions. He began chapter 7 with, "Now, in response to the matters you wrote about," and he starts talking about marriage. So the first part of chapter 7 was dealing with married, and his message to the married is stay married with full conjugal rights. The section we're looking at today is to the unmarried and widows, and it says it's good to remain unmarried. Then verses 10 and 11, it's to those who are married and both are believers. His challenge is to remain married. Then verses 12 to 16, it is to those who are married to an unbelieving spouse. And his challenge is to remain married. Verses 25 to 38, it's to virgins. He says it is good to remain unmarried. And then verses 39 and 40, he speaks to women, to married women and widows, and if they're married, they're bound to marriage, but if they're widowed, they should remain that way. So this is all about different groups of people under the topic of marriage. And this section today we're looking at, it's just two verses, verses 8 and 9, but it's its own class of people. Verse 8, he says, "I say to the unmarried and to widows, it is good for them if they remain as I am." Well, the first challenge here is, who is he talking to? Well, he mentions two groups of people, unmarried and widows. Widows is obvious. We understand widows. But why say unmarried and widows, since widows are unmarried? And it goes back to the word here, unmarried. Problem is, at this point in time in the Greek language, there's no word for widower. And based on the construction of Paul's letter here, where before he kept talking about the husband of the wife, the husband of the wife, the husband of the wife, here he speaks to the unmarried and the widows. It would make sense just for the structure to say widowers and widows. But as I said, there's no word for widowers. Another issue is this word that gets translated as unmarried. In this instance, it's in the masculine sense. So it has a masculine ending to the word. So as a clue there, he might really be talking about widowers. So based on just the parallelism he has with man and woman, husband and wife, it would make a lot of sense for him to be saying widower and widow. And based on the construction of the letter and those, there are some instances in Greek writing of this particular time where this word is used to mean widower. And I like that line of thinking, that what he's really saying here is to the widowers and widows, which is interesting then because he says it's good for them if they remain as I am. Now, by as I am, does he just mean single? Or does it mean a single widower? And so some people even make the leap from this to say Paul is a widower. We don't have that much to go on. It's just a clue, but it's an interesting thought. But we know definitely he means, as I am, single. Now, the big push here, though, is he talking to all unmarried people or to widowers and widows? He's going to speak to unmarried people later on, so it seems best fit to really think he's talking to widowers and widows here, people who were married and their spouses passed away. He says it's good for them to remain single. Now, what's his line of thinking here? We'll see later on where he talks about the whole issue is if you're single, you are free to serve Christ in a bigger way. You're not constrained by the bounds of marriage. You're not constrained by the issues of family. You are very free to follow Christ, whatever he is leading you to do. And so from that perspective, it's better to remain single. But then he qualifies it in verse 9. But if they do not have self-control, they should marry, since it is better to marry than to burn with desire. Now, some translations say cannot control themselves. There's not a big difference there between do not have self-control and cannot control themselves, but one just sounds like you're out of control. The other is you're not practicing self-control, so there's not really much difference in meaning there, but some people don't like the cannot control themselves in some translations. This point here is it's better to remain single, but if you can't control your desires, you ought to get married. And is the issue that some people in this category are guilty of the sins of sexual immorality that he was talking about in chapter 6 with visiting the temple prostitutes? Point being is you're more free to follow God if you're single. But if you can't control your desires, then you should be married. Now this last phrase, since it's better to marry than burn with desire. The actual Greek text ends with burn. It's better to marry than to burn. There's two possible conclusions to that. Burn with desire or burn in judgment. And you can make a case biblically for either of those. Both of those are Old Testament type discussions. But just based on Paul's other writings, the way he uses the idea of burning in 2 Corinthians, and in the context of this, most scholars agree that he means burn with desire. It's better to marry than just let your desires run rampant, which is going to get you in trouble. That's why he told the married couples last time, if you're going to stop having sexual relationships with one another for a period of time to focus on prayer, then just for a period of time, then get back together, lest you get into trouble because of a lack of self-control and temptation. So here, if self-control and temptation's going to be an issue, then you should get married, because it's better to marry than burn with desire. So Paul's message here is really pretty simple and pretty easy to understand. The challenge is some things like in verse 8, unmarried. Does he mean just all unmarried people, or does he specifically mean widowers? I go with the widowers aspect. But the bottom line there is, it's better to, in following Christ, to remain single. But if that's not your gift, he mentioned that last time, the gift of celibacy. And that's Paul's situation, is he is single, but also has a gift of celibacy. God has empowered him to live celibate. Not everybody is that way. And Paul freely admits that. Therefore, if that's not you, then rather than trying to just live celibate as an act of your will, you may or may not be able to do that. It's better to be married and live with your spouse. So it's a simple message. Sometimes the language gets a little cumbersome, but this is this second group of people he's talking to. He started talking to the married. Stay married with full conjugal rights. This group, to the widowers and widowed, it's good to remain unmarried, but only if you're so equipped to live in a state of celibacy. Thanks for joining me. Join me again next time as we continue looking at 1 Corinthians.